Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to the UAW show for September 12th, 2021. How you doing?
You got ahead of yourself there, didn't you?
I forgot all about that whistle. I haven't missed that whistle whatsoever, buddy.
Hey, today is the 45th anniversary of the Vietnam War. We want to salute all the veterans who are living and deceased.
You bet. You bet.
All right. So, there's so much stuff been going on in the last 3 weeks, and not just about the one-member, one vote, in the misguided leadership that we have down in Detroit. Rivian put the large pack number out for their EPA range, and it put it out at 314 miles on a full charge. That's 70 miles per gallon on electric.
Well.
So, but now you understand that large pack, they're going to offer an additional, what they call max pack, and that's going to be an extra $10,000, and they haven't released the range on that. They're saying it's going to be well over 400 miles. So that's going to give, that's going to give Tesla, General Motors, Ford, Chrysler's coming out with one. That's going to give everybody a run for their money.
Yeah, how long will it take to charge one of those batteries? And how long do they last? If you have to replace one, does anybody know how much they cost?
Man, I tell you what, I don't know. I have not done that much research. I know they're not going to be cheap. Well, like I said, for an additional $10,000 to get to this max pack, so, you know, you're looking at least 10 grand, right?
Yeah.
And then you got to pay for, I wonder, is there going to be a disposal, fee?
Hold on. It's more than 10 grand. That's just to boost it from the, what, 400 miles to whatever. So you're still
314 miles.
Okay, 314 miles. Okay. And then you add another 10,000, you still got to pay for that 314 miles.
Right.
So how much
now,
would that battery cost? It'd be a hell of a lot more than $10,000.
Yeah, I'm guessing. And is there going to be a recycling fee or a disposable fee? Are they going to be able to tear these batteries apart and reuse them? I don't know if they can recycle lithium batteries, can they?
I don't know. And when the battery blows up and burns your family, can you sue? I'd like to know that, too.
Well, I'm glad you said something about that, because I think it was the Free Press. They had, it's right here. It was the Free Press. So open for me. We had a couple. Frustrated Chevy Bolt owners want their money back after a massive recall.
Oh,
I like that.
Back, huh? Let me get Adrian. It looks like Jimmy. Let me get them both on. Hello.
Folks.
Hello.
Hello.
So we're talking.
Scott's phone screws up. Start all over, Scott.
All right. So they're talking about this this couple, especially this one individual. He wants his money back after this massive recall on the Chevy. Bought it 3 years ago. Now it sits outside his home like a firebomb, he said. He wants General Morris to buy it back. So do Bolt owners Wendy Fong, Stan Goldberg, and Durham Smith to find out it's unsettling to own a vehicle that GM has warned could catch on fire. She owns a 2022 Bolt EUV. said, how can we possibly put in a car in our garage that might catch on fire? I don't feel secure parking a car outside given our tree coverage. Wow. So,
Jesus.
The 141,000 vehicles globally, and I recall the battery defects. Yeah, I'm like you. I'm like a lot of people. I'm not sold on the electric vehicle thing, not just for the sake of how it's going to affect our union workers and jobs, not how it's going to affect the economy, not how it's going to affect the environment. Look at it like we've been talking about this before.
Right.
We don't have a power grid that's going to be able to sustain all these vehicles. One of the biggest things you have to worry about is the lithium, cobalt. Where they mine the stuff, they basically strip mine. If anybody knows what strip mining is, it rapes the whole earth in that whole area. Just leaves it void. Afghanistan is sitting on a huge load of lithium. Cobalt, I think, is over by India. They use a lot of child labor over there in a lot of these places to get this stuff out of the ground. So it's a lot of bad things that go around this. And it's not our cars, don't get me wrong. Some of this stuff goes in our phones, you know, and some of our electronic gadgets. But if we mass produce all these batteries for these electric vehicles, it's going to be a huge demand. And how do you dispose of it? I mean, I know that over in France, they got a whole field full of warm electric vehicles. The vehicles themselves are not wore out. Their batteries are. And it's cheaper to buy a new vehicle than it is to buy a battery for them.
Wow. Jesus.
I'll find that, and I'll send that to you. I couldn't believe the picture. I just couldn't believe it. It's like, there's nothing. These vehicles all look good. Well, they are. Their batteries are all wore out.
Airplane graveyard, right?
Yeah, it looked like that. Anyway, not a big fan of the electric things. There's too many variables on this. Price, dependency, charging. I mean, let's say 25% of your workforce all goes to get the electric vehicle. Are you going to put that many charging stations in a parking lot? You know,
yeah.
When you was there, before you retired, we had the Volt. What do we have? I think we had three or four charging stations on either side of the building, and I think that was it.
I thought we had two on my
two?
Side of the building. I don't know. I
think you had three or four, and I think you had three on the south side. Now they've got, I'd have to double check. I seen three on the between the south side and Paint. They've got three up there in that higher deck parking area up there. So I don't know. It's just, I mean, that's not going to be our worry, our concern. That'd be for our corporations to worry about, because they want you to buy these vehicles that, you know, they're going to quit making all these other vehicles by 2025. That's only, what, 3 years away? And 2030? That's 9 years away. 4 years away? 5 years? 9 years away? I don't see it.
I think the time is 2035.
2035.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Mary Barrow said
I wouldn't care if it was 2045. That's just not something that I think that we want. I can't see it, especially when you won't raise the wages up. How are people going to afford this?
Right, right. And understand, we're talking, you know, I know this, I mean, not bringing this up because it's part of the environment. Not that I'm...
That's correct. That's part of the environment.
Not that I'm, okay, not that I'm, you know, like it's nothing, but look, you know, if everybody starts creating all this with this high demand for electricity, which we've already got problems in like California and other places where they have rolling blackouts in Texas, rolling blackouts because they don't have enough power because they've shut down their nuclear reactors. And what do they do to create and make power? Well, we have these windmills that are up running all over that supposedly help generate power.
Scott, your phone.
My phone?
Your
Where'd
phone,
it go?
Your bubblegum phone.
My bubblegum phone.
There's nothing more irritating than his phone. I swear to God. I want to rip
Uh-oh.
It from your hands. And beat you
all
over
right,
the
okay.
I agree, Don. You can start the GoFundMe page for Scott for a new phone service.
Oh, jeez. Stop it.
Well, we're only out about every third word.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, that's bad. Anyway, so what about that? The environment. We're going to have, we have farm fields, we're losing farm fields to acres and acres of solar that's only used during the summer months when they increase your rates anyway. We're still going to have coal and natural gas. We're still going to have power companies to create this kind of power, aren't we, to feed this grid?
Well, now they're raising the price of natural gas like it's coming from overseas, which is bullshit. I mean, natural gas should have never went up in this country anyway, other than they allowed it to be happen. I mean, if you really want to get there, tell me why the hell natural gas goes up every time the Saudis decide to jack their shit up. It has nothing to do with foreign anything. It comes out of the ground. In fact, a lot of ours comes out of the ground in Michigan.
Right. Right. I have no idea. All I'm saying is our electric vehicle and the demand and the grid, it's not sustainable. And you got to create all this extra power to feed the grid, to charge your electric vehicle, and what are you doing? You're still polluting, right? I mean, that's, you know, bottom line of it. You know, carbon, whatever you want to call it, they're polluting. Okay.
Well, without a doubt.
Huh?
Without a doubt, they're polluting. I mean, that carbon does not break down forever. Let's be realistic. Those blades on them windmills, those last forever. They never degrade. They might not be good anymore, but they don't break down in the environment. We have to grind them down, and I don't even know if they can reuse carbon, can they? I know on our fishing poles they told us no, throw them away.
There is a way to use carbon. The ground does use carbon. There's a way to reprocess carbon. It takes a very long time. That being said, that's a whole different ballgame in which we're talking about that process. The windmill blades, no, they can't recycle them. They take them out and they dump them out in this huge acreage where they just dump them out. They do go bad. I don't know if it's the motors, the generators, the bushings. Something goes bad, and when they pull these huge blades down, they take them out west somewhere in this huge place, and they just dump them because they can't be recycled, supposedly.
A lot of people are wondering how many thousands of gallons of hydraulic oil is in each one of them. That whole stem you see, that's all hydraulic oil.
Really?
Yeah. My buddy blew my mind. He told me they're right around 17,000 gallons of hydraulic oil per windmill. They use it to cool the generator.
Wow. Well, I myself, I think we should go back to nuclear. Just a thought.
I like hydroelectric. We got enough dams in Michigan. We should have never got away from it. We blew up dams that were in perfect working order. Ask the Department of Nuts and Retards, sir. Wait a minute. You guys call them the Michigan DNR.
Right, right, right. Right. Yep.
Well, let's get
off
politics. Scott, I was looking at a lot of bullshit. I was looking at this John Deere. Did you see the UAW announced a contract vote for the John Deere contract that they don't even have yet, but they've got a ratification date set? And Terry Diddles is doing the same shit, only maybe he won't sell them out after 40 days. That's my humble opinion. That's my humble opinion. How the hell can you tell your membership you're going to vote on a contract that you haven't even flipping negotiated, Diddles? If I want any, if we want any lift from you, we'll shake our zipper. That should be his motto.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Have you done any investigating on Brother Curry? Because all I can find is he's a product of jointness. He was never elected to anything other than he keeps getting appointed. Now he's been appointed to the highest chair in our union. This is a guy that can't even negotiate a goddamn box of Cracker Jacks? Come on, people. Look, we need one member, one vote. We need it for the right reason, not for this one political party bullshit that this union's done. That's all this is a one party. It's corrupted bullshit. We used to be a really good, respected union when they said the UAW, but now all we are is a marketing manager for the three companies they represent.
Oh, yeah. That or we're a laughing stock. Right?
I wrote an opening letter to a book that's coming out, Scott, and I wished I could let you read the front page. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It explains that they never thought you would put. I never thought I would read the UAW and racketeering in the same sentence.
Right.
Jimmy Hoffa and the Teamsters, ain't it? Wait a minute. What creek are we going down? The same one without a paddle, aren't we?
Right. Right. Yeah, we have Curry now.
Yeah, but he was never elected to any position. He came straight out of a training center, and he was put in power by management people. I already saw what happens when this happened. This is how we got dickhead Norwood Jewell. He got removed from management, came over to the labor side. We all know what the hell happened there, didn't we? Take it
right away,
Scott.
Curry. Curry is quoted as saying that we believe that the current system represents every local union around the country having the ability to elect their respective delegates to attend constitutional convention events and bargaining convention, and as the need they may arise under the Constitution, any emergency meeting that would need to be facilitated. He said that he advocates to continue what is in process right now. Status quo. One,
good old
Curry didn't. Right. To begin with, Curry didn't write that, okay? Legal department wrote that for him. No, this is the guy that said he was glad to work with our partners. So.
Yep. And then Diddles, like I said, Diddles has got John Deere thinking they've already got a contract. He's look it up, people. I can't make this dumb shit up. Neither can Scott or Don or Adrian. Follow the news. Some of the shit they're doing is worse than a comedy strip. I mean, if you don't have a contract, why would you even set up a date to vote on a contract that you don't have that's only 4 weeks away? And then I looked back and I thought, ain't this the same bastard that took GM out for 40 days and then sold us out in 40 days? Where I'm pretty sure if we'd have made it 50 days, you got something.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have to laugh. I
know,
agree.
I want to do the same thing or cry. I mean, hell, I was up in Tennessee 2 weeks ago. And it says $20 an hour and a signing bonus. Hell, you can make donuts and make more money than working in an auto company? Oh, my God. Wait, hell up.
Yep. You know, it's things that we've been saying over and over and over again, and it just doesn't seem that it's ringing. People are not understanding what we're saying, I don't think, or they're complicit, or they just don't care. But they'll want to bitch and complain. Okay, but you put the same thing in there that you currently have that's been stealing from you, and I don't mean just stealing the membership money. They're stealing everything that we stand for. And it just seems like it's all right. What else can I do but laugh?
Right.
I can't do anything else but hear people supposed to represent you, equality, and you don't have no equality.
No. Nope.
Yeah, that's just one of the words.
Right. Paul, right.
Bring it on, Paul.
Greetings, you rabble rousers.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hello there. I think you better send some Valium to Jim before they haul him away in a straitjacket. He's getting pretty worked up tonight. You know, it's really hard not to if you really look at what's happening.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
With a discerning eye. I'm wondering, could somebody tell me what the physical address is of the name of the individual that's overseeing this foolishness regarding the UAW, the UAW monitor?
Oh, that Eric guy?
Yeah.
I think his name is Eric. Wait a minute.
I just got my rejection letter from the Public Review Board regarding my election. Apparently it's okay that we not be able to campaign because we always have the option of spending several thousand dollars to send out a mailing, you know, for like a trustee
mm-hmm.
job that doesn't pay a salary. So I'd like to write the UAW monitor and tell them, look, you're trusting these idiots and they can't even give you a fair election.
I think I posted something that you could go uaw.org/monitor.
uaw.org/monitor?
Yes.
Or is it
yep.
uaw.monitor.org?
No,
it's uaw.
www.uaw.monitor, one word, .com.
Adrian, where do you get feedback
on your monitor? .com?
Yep, backslash.
Yeah.
Got a backslash on it, but...
Yeah. So I'd like to send them a registered letter. These people get all kinds of emails, you know, and a registered letter usually gets some response, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
But, you know, the thing is, it just gets wackier and wackier, you know. It's like there seems to be no end to the insanity in the UAW. I mean, voting on a contract before you have it reminds me of what Nancy Pelosi said about that one bill that you have to pass it before you see what's in it.
You're right.
Makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Is there any news about the UAW?
Other than Curry coming out and supporting the delegate system,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's going to be, that's a no-brainer for anybody who's been paying a little bit of attention to what's been going on
yeah.
in Detroit. Of
yeah.
course, they want to keep the system the way it is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is the problem with the monitor is their job is really to clean up the legal corruption in the UAW, but they're not dealing with the moral corruption. I mean, they're really
right.
two different things, you know, because all that's going to happen if we keep the current system is the moral corruption will continue, but they'll just be smart enough to know the parameters about what's legal and what's illegal, and they'll just pull all kinds of unethical crap but stay out of trouble with the law. But this thing about them holding elections and not letting people campaign, that's to me, that's just going too far.
What about
right.
They were trying to use some of the monies, membership monies, for them to be able to campaign?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of strange for that to come up.
Yeah.
They did get away with that, from what I'm told, Adrian. I was told that went through. Delegates voted that through with the executive board. I heard that's a done deal. They're using our own dues money against one member, one vote now. I hear I had heard UAWD is trying to put in that if they can get into that money, then we should be able to get into that money as well and use it, but I don't know how that battle's going, to be honest with you.
Would be correct because the members are the owners.
Yeah.
Not the executive board. And
correct.
So, you know, well, I don't know, because
my big concern is their cushy relationship with management. The management will let these yahoos go out on the plant floor and campaign for the current system, but they'll kind of, throw barriers up to people that want democracy. That they'll make it very difficult for them to campaign.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're only doing an hour show tonight.
Okay.
Before it gets in too far, I want to let everybody know.
Let me bring something up right quick, and it won't take but a second.
Go ahead.
In the last week or two, all retirees should have received. UAW Retiree Medical Benefits Trust. They should have received an envelope from them that it says important benefit information. And that information is for 2022. These are the changes that will occur to your medical benefits.
Right.
Don't throw it away, please. You know, I've asked you before. Never throw anything away that comes from anything that says UAW, always open it, always read it. Sometimes you need to make a file or put it to the side.
Yeah. My dad got his card in the mail. You talked about this? My dad got his little card from the UAW for the one member, one vote. He thought it was some kind of a propaganda or something. Took one look at it and put it right in the trash. So, like you said, if it's got something on UAW, take a look at it. Put your eyeballs on it. Read it real quick, please. Now, if they do that away, Adrian, can they get another one?
That was basically it. Because some things, emergency hospital care. If you went through the emergency of the hospital, that cost has come down for 2022. They have some decreases in cost that I think that people need to look at.
And we're going to be able to get some payment for chiropractic, too.
Yes, I saw something about that in there.
Yeah.
$20 copay or something like that.
Yeah, since there's so many people that got the crap worked out of them and ruined their backs working on the assembly line, that's a good good benefit.
That's
right.
It's about time.
Yeah. About 40 years too late.
Yeah.
Better late than never.
Yeah, you're right, Paul.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess like Adrian says, if you see something in the mail and it's got something about it, read it. You know, it takes a minute. Read it and figure out if it's something you need to keep. Like, my question to Adrian is, if somebody's out there listening and they get this and the retiree and they accidentally throw it away, is there a way for them to get another one?
Now that, on your, you could possibly call your benefit rep over at your local.
Right.
And the benefit rep should be able to get copies for you or your retiree chapter.
Right. There you go. I like that.
So, you know, those are the two
resources
and departments that I would always keep in touch with.
Right. Well, like I said, I'm sure somebody threw it away by mistake.
No,
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just heard one, so, you know.
Right.
I bet you.
It's like,
all
why are they sending me this junk mail?
Get back to Jim real quick. They were voting today on strike authorization for John Deere. They do have a six-year agreement. They were voting on a strike authorization.
Mm-hmm.
Their contract is up October 1st.
Correct, but they don't even have a contract yet is what I'm trying to say. Why would
union Well, we always, going into negotiations, this is kind of backwards, going into negotiations, we always give a strike authorization vote. Going into negotiations, and let the company know, hey, look, they passed a strike authorization vote. So, if, you know, things get, you
strike
know, go
authorization start. Vote's one thing. They got a contract vote saying to accept the goddamn contract that they don't have. They're going to vote. They've got a date to vote on a contract that is yet to be written, sir.
Well, this was 2 days ago. It was written from the Quad City Times. Members of the UAW Local 865 are scheduled to vote Sunday on whether or not a strike could be an option in the negotiation with John Deere. They began negotiation in August to replace a six-year agreement that ends in October 1st. That's pretty late to start in contracts. But anyway, it covers 12 Deere facilities and 10,000 maintenance and production workers.
Yep.
So
it goes from, what the hell is that, six-year deal here. I'm pulling it back up because I had it through labor. And it says point blank right here. Hang on. God, I love dial-ups. UAW schedules a ratification vote on a John Deere contract without a contract deal yet.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Have you ever heard of some shit like that?
No.
Well,
They already know
Terry Diddle's name was involved, right?
They already know what they're going to bring to the membership.
Right. 6 years more of bullshit. Remember, they were the first one to get the six-year contract, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. If I remember right, they're in Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, and I believe they even have a little bit in Indiana.
Yeah.
So they got a little over 10,100 workers.
Yeah.
Dan talked about that at Volkswagen. Remember? They would vote to come in. The UAW and they already have a contract set and they're waiting for them. So, you know, it's not unusual for them to pull something like this.
No.
You know?
Well, they've bargained the important part. Management's already agreed to more appointees.
Yeah, well,
that's the most, and how much overtime the shop committee will get.
Yeah.
You're right, Paul.
Scott, did you see what happened at the Z-Up Marysville plant on the axle strike?
No, what happened?
That Z-Up company, you know, they're a German company. They came in, they said, we don't recognize the UAW. They're refusing to recognize the UAW. And that plant's north of Sinclair, and I believe the director of Region 1 is probably going bald over that one right now.
Okay, I see it here. Yeah, they were UAW was setting up or something, and they were walking across their picket line, if I remember right, right?
No, what it was? They want me to the table now.
Hmm.
Well, kind of have to. If you're here in the United States, we have a Department of Labor, and if you're, you got to meet with these people. That's the law. I'm sorry. It's an organized union. The people belong to it. You have to sit down and talk with the union. You have to.
Oh, shit, Scott. They're in trouble. Did you see who's ramrodding this?
No.
In Rothenberg.
Oh,
really?
Boy.
So spokesperson Brian Rothenberg said ZS spokesman Tony Zapazinski said about a dozen are demanding at the plant, but the majority of employees are showing they will show up to work and continue, even though they're not recognized in the union in this area. Wow.
Mm.
Well, our union,
that article there is in the Detroit News.
Right.
Well, our union's forgotten how to play hardball, and the companies haven't forgotten how.
Well, the union plays hardball with the members anymore. As far
right.
as I'm concerned, like I said earlier, all the union is now is a PR firm for the company that they're getting the label or the badge or whatever you want to call it on their second pension check.
Well, they're
you might
right.
as well call it what it
yeah.
is. They're not for the worker. You can see that for the last... since we started doing concessions in 81. I mean, be humbly realistic. The UAW has become a piece of such union since we opened up the contract and gave them the concessions in 81. Every contract since then, we've had at least one plant closing and three concessions in every contract since we did the concessions.
That's fair to say.
Well, it's not fair to say. It's the damn truth. Like I said, we don't have to lie. All you got to do is open up the books and read it. That's why I don't understand why these people, I understand why they're making our letters look like junk mail, so we throw them out. We don't know what's going on as a retiree, because if all the retirees go vote on one member, one vote, and we support that, it don't mean shit what the working rank and file does, because we're going to ram it right up their ass. There's just too many of us. But they also know that most of us don't give a shit no more because we're not in that environment. I had to say it that way because I don't know how to say it better. You take it, Adrian. Maybe you can sugarcoat it because it still stinks.
No, I can't help you there. I think you said it just right.
Jim likes to speak like a blue-collar man.
Now, if the retirees go out and vote, and the retirees say, we sick of this, and it's going to be one member, one vote, it don't matter about the active workers.
No.
If you look at the most active workers that you have, it's about 500,000 total. You got
right.
more retirees than that.
Yeah.
You got double that
yeah.
in retirees.
Way more than double.
Well,
I'd like to why they're afraid of us, Adrian. You know it. Scott knows it. John knows it. That's why the international staff is afraid of the retiree. Two reasons. Because we can do that, and plus we know what the union should be doing and how to represent.
Number three, Jim, we can lob stones at them, and they can't do anything to us. People that are in the plant, a lot of them are scared to death of the union. They don't want to speak up because they fear reprisals. But, mm-hmm. you know, what can they do to us senile old retirees?
Right.
You know, we're too old and stupid to know anyway. But,
That's right.
You know, what I'd like to know is how the UAW managed to pull the con job they did on the federal government to put this to a vote. They forced the Teamsters to become more democratic, and the Teamsters weren't near as corrupt as the UAW.
Money, brother. Teamsters are nowhere near as rich as us.
I wonder what the feds got from the UAW as compared from the Teamsters.
Well, it's pretty easy.
You know,
I mean,
we had to look at the value of the dollar because that was quite a while back for the Teamsters.
But everything they seized, Adrian, they got to keep. So what they got out in California at Yoho's house, you know, and then what they got in Michigan here at, what was that, Jones's second house, and God only knows what they found out in New York and everywhere else. They got to
That's
keep
right.
all that money.
That's right.
I mean,
so
you know,
what about these bank accounts that they seized, you know, 400,000 here, a million there? I mean, Grimes had a million in the one account. Where'd that money go? It sure the hell didn't come back to the membership now, did it?
Right, and then what about all of the accounts over in the Cayman Islands and all those, you know?
They got
that they
amnesia
at one time and you ain't heard no more.
Scott, last I heard, me and Scott thought they got amnesia. I think they bumped their head again.
How long is this monitor going to be in place?
Oh, I forget.
Is it 6 years? Was it like 6 years?
It's in them court documents.
Because, you know, one thing that we should try to push for and communicate with this monitor is the idea that we need some reform in how the way the convention itself is run. We don't have a roll call vote. So these people, like when I went to the convention and we had the vote on increasing the union dues, I mean, a lot of these delegates told their people they were going to vote against it, and they went down and voted for it. And we, even if we maintain the convention system, we need to have a secret ballot. You know, I was the only delegate from Region C and D, the two regions there, that voted against Dennis Williams, and that's because we don't have a secret ballot. And you got to stand
right
up there in front of the convention hall and say, hey, I'm voting for the other guy, you know. Give your name, your region, your plant, and it's just insane. I mean, nobody would vote their committee man out if they had a corrupt committee man and they had to go up and stand in front of the auditorium and say, I'm voting for the other guy.
Paul, never forget. You and your son came back from Vegas, and James told me, he goes, I gave one of the petition handbills out, and the guy's now the director of Region 1D, and he goes, he didn't even look at it. He just looked at me, gave me a dirty look, and wadded it up and threw it on the ground, stomped it with his foot, and walked on in. He goes, he didn't show me the time of day, and that was our current director over there, Scott. Yeah. I say his name because I already know he's a piece of shit.
Well, the problem morally, pretty much everybody is, because that's the way you move up in a one-party system.
Right. That's why I'm taking Rory stuff down. I think they just got to Rory where he was going to get an indictment, and he could go and he could save face by putting Brother Curry in there, and hopefully it'll change. They don't want nothing to change other than the nameplate on the door, people. Wake up.
Right.
They don't want nothing to change because they all know sooner or later they're going to get to that golden trough where they get 10 pensions and all our money.
Right.
If that's what you keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a fine flipping job.
Yeah. That was in the paper. Got charges against Rory Gamble. And he retired.
Yeah.
He turned state's evidence. That's what it was.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And I'll bet you when the truth comes out, you're going to find that's what Jimmy Settles did. Somehow he had a golden egg to give up. That's why I think they didn't go after him as he turned. One thing I don't understand is why did they go so far after the union side of the house when – hey, people, are you guys all forgetting this is jointness? It took two people to dance here, one on management side and one on the union side. And any time money was dispersed, why aren't they getting chewed, their ass chewed? There's only a couple that have went. Think about that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's a good thought. It's a really good thought. But we won't get an answer on it. You know what I mean?
You don't hear from me in 2 weeks, send a posse.
Well, aren't they still doing investigations on third people within the union?
Yep.
My son said he saw something on the internet about it.
Yes, there are still active investigations going on.
And don't think because somebody retired or they stepped down that they won't reach back and get them. Because they reached back and got Dennis Williams, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just trying not to say too much here. I mean, you just don't know when somebody's going to reach out and touch somebody.
Well, they're all weak leaders.
They're all weak.
You have to be a weak leader to fit into a system like that. You know, willing to take orders, willing to put your conscience aside to do what the higher-ups tell you to do.
That's right.
One of the reasons we struggle as a movement compared to these people is they are shameless self-promoters. And basically, we're not. We don't want anything. You know, none of us that are actively involved in the show want power or money or position. We just like to see some justice. And one thing about it, we're not good organizers like they are. They're very good at organizing because, for one thing, that kind of system attracts weak-willed people who, you know, the term good old boys really fits because they have a mentality of a 17-year-old and a boy in a locker room. They're looking for approval. They're looking for a pat on the back. They're looking for a sense of belonging. They're just cowards. And, you know, they know how to network and they know how to pat each other on the back. And we just don't look for that kind of thing to motivate us.
And they're looking for a way to steal money from the members,
right?
And get away with it,
right?
That's the worst part. That's conniving.
A lot of them just started out just wanting to get off the line, not having to work.
That's true,
right?
But you also have to look at the longevity of this clique, because that's all they are to me.
Sure,
yeah, clique and. You know, so they should be well organized in what they do.
Yeah, they are.
But we scare them.
Yeah.
We scare them because we really don't tell you exactly what we're thinking. We do tell you a lot, though, but we don't tell you exactly what we're thinking. Yeah. And the other part about it is they don't know how fast we may be able to organize something.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, we do scare them. I'm going to tell you that. I know because something that happened, something that was done before, and some people got real nervous. I'm believing at that. But, they are afraid of us.
Well, the thing is, they're afraid of us, but what they're more afraid of is the truth coming out, you know, but having these local elections and saying there can't be any campaigning, it's because all the issues are running against them right now. We got a bunch of jailbirds. We have crap contracts all around the country. All these businesses can't even get anybody to work for them for any price, and we're ratifying mediocre contracts that pay less than you can make at some of these fast food restaurants. And that's really disgusting. I mean, we have management over the barrel, really. And the union acts like, you know, this is the last best offer they can get. It's crap. They're not pushing very hard.
Yep. Yep. And you know, hooked up with this the layoffs that we're having around the United States because of the chip shortage.
Yeah.
It's not just affecting General Motors. It's not just affecting Ford. It's not just affecting, you know, Stellantis, Chrysler, Dodge, whatever you want to call them. I mean, you got Lansing Delta's off now, I think, till the end of this month. I think Spring Hill's down until December.
Yeah.
They're a retool. And all this stuff's going down, and we have people who are laid off. You
right.
have the opportunity to do a little bit of homework. Get on a phone and call a friend. Get on a
yeah.
phone call somebody from up north. Ask somebody, what do you think about this one-member, one vote? What do you think about these ass clowns
yeah.
and what they're doing? You know what I mean? It's an opportunity for some of these people. They got some time that normally don't have the time, I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Take advantage of this.
Well, one of the big issues we're dealing with right now is, I don't know if you caught this, our union is like some of our leaders in the federal government. Our Secretary of State recently said that he didn't know if the Taliban were our enemies. I mean, we've been fighting the Taliban for 20 years, and the thing is, it's the same thing with our union leaders. They don't understand, and although these employers give us a paycheck, in certain aspects, they're our enemies. They want to work the crap out of you. They don't care if you're retired, injured. They, you know, they don't care anything about you. When it comes to collective bargaining, they are your enemy. And our leaders treat them like they're the greatest of friends. When Stephen Jokic left Ford to head up the UAW, when he left the Ford department, rather, the leader of Ford Industrial Relations said that we've lost a good friend. I mean, that's crap.
Right.
I'd rather, if I was a union leader, have the company say about me, he's really a worthy adversary. Because that's
right.
what the job really is, not to be a friend of the company.
Right. Wow. That's something.
I have a tendency to think that those people that, quote, we deem as a term of leadership, they're not leaders.
No.
Actually, for the membership.
No.
Therefore, you know, they think that they're on the same level as the company execs.
That's it. You got that right.
And so who cares about the members? The members
yeah.
are just peons. You
yeah.
know, they pay their, however we want them to pay dues. You know, we've sacrificed our members becoming full-time in 90 days like it was it's supposed to be.
Right.
There are so many different aspects that the executive branch is not covering the membership.
Well,
and I'll say it again. Every one of them are in violation of our UAW Constitution.
They are.
Because they're not supposed to be fighting for the company. They are supposed to be fighting for the membership.
Hear,
yep.
hear.
Yep.
We got to get them out of there. We've got to have one member, one vote
right.
in order for it to be fair.
Right.
This passing the baton down to the next one that you want to pass it to, that's old. That's gotten old.
Yeah. We don't need the top five positions in the UAW to run unopposed.
That is correct.
And that's
right.
that's
yeah.
what we get. But I want to say it to those that are believers, it's got to start with prayer.
Yes.
About 20 years ago, things were going south at the Flint Metal Center. You know, the way things were going, I just thought, this is corrupt. And I started praying that the things that were going on in secret would come to light. And it's really strange the way it happened. It happens in God's time. He's not a God who tolerates injustice long term. And we need to pray to God and then go make war like King David did in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
You're right.
That sounds like a good idea.
I agree.
Pray for direction, then go to work.
Yes.
Exactly. Good point.
Yeah. So are we going to go back to weekly shows again?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
I think.
Melissa.
Vacation is over.
Hello.
Hello, Melissa. How are you doing?
I got something to rebuttal off what Adrian said.
Hi, okay. Melissa.
Hey, baby girl. How are you?
Oh, fine, fine.
Better. I'm out the hospital.
You did what?
I'm out of the hospital again.
Oh, what happened to you?
I just got out of the hospital Thursday.
Well, I didn't know you were in the hospital.
I know.
Are you okay?
Sort of.
Okay. You don't want.
You didn't have
a. Go ahead.
I don't have COVID
like I did you?
No, I don't have COVID.
Good.
I had pneumonia in July, and I spent a stint in the hospital for that. And then, bam, I get pneumonia on the other side.
I pray you get better.
God is good. Thank you. Thank you for the prayer.
But I got something to say off that, which you were talking about.
Go ahead.
You said the key word.
What's that?
They have clicks.
Yes.
And I think, and the plant that I came from when we did our voting, it was voting at the Union Hall. They don't do that here. We vote actually at the plant.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
You can vote both places, can't you?
I have always.
You can vote at the hall.
If you're on, they want everybody to vote at the plant, and if you're on sick leave or something, then you can go to the hall. But I believe everybody should be voting at the hall, because then you have a problem with transportation of the votes.
Yes, correct.
Right.
Is somebody actually removing the votes? Because you know what? I find it kind of funny that Rich LeKernel actually won again for shop chairman, and not Mike Turner.
People need to know their rights. Your challenger has the right to travel with the...
Absolutely.
And not have that can get out of his sight.
That's
you're
correct.
Right.
And so you
I'm
have to have
saying,
a good challenger.
Yeah, but Paul, I believe votes are taken. I mean, I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. I mean, come on.
Right. Well, they don't have any integrity about anything else, so why would they have integrity about a vote?
No, they don't, because what they're doing here is they're grooming the people.
Yeah.
And I forgot who said that. They're grooming the people for when they retire, that person will follow in line.
That's right.
Oh, sure.
And you can't touch them. And if you got some average schmo like myself that would want to run because I'm not in the clique and I don't believe what they believe in, I won't win. Because I'm not a part of what you said, the good old boys club.
But you need a good challenger, too. Because I'm just a wacko, and I've won 2 delegate elections.
Well, good for you.
You know, and I did one as a retiree. But you have to work hard. You have to have a good challenger like Jim Mattis.
Yes.
Somebody who's not afraid to challenge them a little bit and understand what's going on. But, you know, that's a big part of it. I know you used to be able to buy a book I can't think of the organization, but it was a book written on how people steal elections.
Yeah.
There's an art to it.
Sure there is.
Sure there is. All right, well, we have
29 more minutes.
Oh, we going an extra half hour now?
Yes, I added it. We got a lot of people, and you didn't give the rundown, so yeah, I added a half hour.
So do we have any 313 area codes on?
I got one right now. I got one on right now.
I just say put the fucker on.
It's on.
What do you want?
Wow.
Because I want everybody at the Solidarity House to know you fucked me. You fucked me by not paying me the $7,000 for me taking off work to take care of Bob because he had cancer. So thank you, because now I've got to file bankruptcy. I appreciate the way you say family first. There is no such thing as family first with this General Motors company.
Wow.
And it's making me think, maybe I need a different career choice.
Wow.
Well, so you want to play the system? Guess what? I'm going to start playing. And you ain't going to like how I play.
I thought you got paid.
No, I haven't got paid.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
But I'm going to start acting batshit crazy.
Hmm.
I hear voices now.
Did you say you hear voices?
Like I said, the note that they told me, you know, I was entitled to the $65,000 retirement incentive, and now they deny me, and now I know people that retired as late as March of this year and said, well, there wasn't, everybody didn't get the money, so they gave it to them too. And then I go, well, yeah, you were a document 46 guy, weren't you? I understand. I just walked away, but it hurts. I understand.
I thought you would get it too, Jimmy.
Oh, he got it all right.
You should have got it.
Nobody will fight them because they've been either represented the UAW or management. You can't find an attorney that will fight them.
No, you can't, because I even called an attorney in Michigan that Scott's lovely bride gave me. That attorney never called me back.
Everyone I found, Melissa, either had, it was a conflict of interest. Either they had worked on a case with management or they had worked on a case with, and in many cases I was told, hey, I get an annual retainer for the UAW in case they need me, so I can't take the case.
Yeah, exactly. Now, isn't that funny how that just works?
Right.
And it is funny because it seems like that in itself is illegal, but it's not.
It also seems like it's a conflict of interest, doesn't it?
Yes. But there should never be a time when you cannot get a lawyer to represent you.
Right.
There shouldn't be that the UAW and the court have retainers all over.
What's the inside of the freezer out? Anything else to lay inside
of
the freezer? Sorry, honey.
Oh,
that's Robert talking.
Carry on.
Oh, yeah, it should never be that way, that you can't get an attorney.
No, it shouldn't be. Because I've got a strong case. I've got everything documented.
And so,
I got everything documented.
What, we got to go all over the United States to try to find a lawyer somewhere else that...
There's a lawyer in Kansas City that would take it on, but I can't think of the name of them. They actually sued Citibank.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
But I don't
all
know
of
if
the,
we
sad,
could use
though.
Them. It is bad. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Carrie,
it needs to be
fine.
Like it was back in the old days. We need to just take them out back and beat their ass with a bat.
Because
I'm all for that. Louisville Slugger's all shined up. Adrian, I'm tired of being tired, Adrian, you know? I'm tired of playing the game.
That's what made me retire.
Amen, sister. I'm right there. I need to retire, too.
I was tired of playing the game. You know,
right.
Tired of playing the game, fighting. And most of the time, I wasn't even fighting for myself. I was fighting for somebody else. And
well, you know, I got to have a bladder surgery every 4 months, Adrian.
Okay.
Unfortunately, because doctors screwed me up when they did my hysterectomy. So
okay. When
I got to go to the bathroom, I got to go.
You
I gotta can't
go.
Hold it anymore. I got to go. Mm-hmm. See how pathetic it is, my last surgery here, I asked the doctor, I said, can you please write me a note stating that when I need to go to the bathroom, I've got to go due to my medical condition? And he just looked at me and he said, you're 49 years old. You're kidding me. Seriously? You need a note to be able to go to the bathroom and work? And I said, yeah, I sure do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to have a note.
Either that or an excuse for using a drinking fountain if you're a Chrysler employee.
Yeah. Yeah, but here, they don't take notes, because I've brought a note in before.
They don't take notes no more at GM either. I mean, Christ.
No.
I saw an electrician of 38 years old. He got fired because his wife died and he didn't make the call in 30 minutes before shift. He got discharged.
His
wife died.
This is not contractual. This is contractual. We changed this last contract for all of the big three. They changed the language on such things. So what you need to do is you need to get that written into a form of a restriction.
It is into a restriction.
Then
well,
I
guess
almost
that's
like an FMLA. You almost have to have
an
FMLA.
Yeah,
but I don't have enough hours, Carrie. I've been out 10 months with Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm out again because I had bladder surgery. And then last Saturday I had a mini stroke. So my doctor's not letting me go back to work until she figures out just what the heck my body's trying to do to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like a lot of stress, for sure.
Does your doctor know anything about you? I've never known you to do any goddamn thing, mini Melissa.
No. I'm kicking ass right now and taking names.
I know. That's why,
get this. The emergency room doctor said I need to get into a cardiologist immediately. The earliest I can get into a cardiologist here is the 27th of September. That's it.
Wow.
I thought if I was back home in Kansas City, I could get in immediately.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got to hold on for a minute, folks. We had a lot of people in the switchboard if you'd like to join in. Paul, I put you back on. But we've got about 40 people in the switchboard if you'd like to join. Push one on your keypad and we'll try to squeeze you in. Go ahead.
Please push one on your keypad, and we would love to talk to you.
Yes.
We need to hear more of these stories because too many people still think of General Motors as Generous Motors.
Mm-hmm.
Got to screw off and get away with a lot of stuff. I mean, I actually believe that for the most part, you get treated better in a non-union plant than in a union plant now.
Yeah.
How you get treated better at McDonald's? Because at least you can say, "Hey, I got to use the restroom."
Right.
Thank you.
What they're get, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking anybody who works at McDonald's, but
they make good money, Carrie.
Yeah.
Hey, from what I'm hearing, they do.
They're making almost $17 an hour here. Where I live.
The big three are no longer competitive in the wage market. And
absolutely
where
not.
I work is an assembly plant, and I can tell you honestly that if I was just hiring in and they put me on one of those lines humping it every day, I probably wouldn't make it till lunch making that.
Yeah.
Because the money ain't there. Oh, you got to make me wait 8 years to get the top pay? What?
Yeah, and that's the problem is they added those tiers in, and they should never have done that. Now, I agree with some, like Bob, the states that,
yeah,
you know, he had to work his way up to get that, and it's not fair to someone like him if someone just comes in and, you know, they're just automatically right up the top pay to where he is, where he actually had to bust his ass to get there.
Well, so did I. So did I. I got hired in. After 90 days, I was hired in.
Right.
18 months to get the full pay. Now, back then, they're a full pay scale.
You start all over, Scott.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
When I hired in, can you hear me?
No.
Oh, man. That ain't good.
No, really, Scott. We go through this every time we're on. Can't you get a service out there that's worth a damn? They're trying to save a buck. Heck to you, Scott.
Well, there's no other reason to have these tiers than just to please the company. You know, it used to take 180 days to get up to full pay, and the thing is, in 180 days, you knew whether you're going to be able to cut it or not. You know, not everybody was cut out to work in a factory. I wasn't. I hated it for 30 years, but the thing is, at least I knew at the end of 30 years I'd get a pension and health care on retirement. But these tiers exist just to please the company, that's all. There's no other rationale for them. They're just union giveaways. It doesn't take 8 years to learn how to be an auto worker.
Saves them money.
Right.
Saves them money. It's all about saving money.
And don't forget that you don't get to work the whole... The 8 years don't mean that you'll be full at the end of 8 years because they've laid you off so many times and kicked you back.
Right.
That's true.
You know, they've kicked you back from whatever you had obtained. Oh, no, now you got to start all over.
Yeah,
right.
No, that's a bunch of crap there.
They're very company-friendly contracts.
Yes.
That's exactly what's going on at Dearborn. And, you know, another thing of it is you got Michigan, what is it? Is it Michigan MAP? Assembly plant?
Yeah, Michigan truck, Michigan assembly plant.
Yeah, where they make the Broncos and the Rangers.
Right.
Now they're hiring their people, their new people in, so they can actually, you know, get their, you know, they're hiring right in.
They're hiring in
90 days. They have they're full time after 90 days.
Yeah, but at my plant, our plant, some people are temporary forever.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So now they're wondering why my cousin got hired in just down the road, and he's full-time, and I hired him before he did, and I haven't been offered full-time employment. What?
Right. You've been there for 4 years, and here this guy, he steps off the street. He's there for 90 days. He's full time. But you there? You spent 4 years, and you're still not full time yet.
Exactly.
That
but my cousin just hired in not too long ago, and he's full time. Does this make sense?
No.
Absolutely not. They didn't think this all through. They didn't. I mean, not that I ever thought that the tier system was ever going to be a functioning thing, but now that you rammed it down our throats how many times in each of, you know, and you're gonna say it. I mean, you're not holding. Where's the language that says after so many days I'm hired in permanently?
Right. But
where's
but
that language?
They did think it through. And the reason that I say that they thought it through is because you have people up in that executive branch that's saying to the membership, we do the hiring. And it's like, when did the UAW start hiring for the company? When did you become an employer?
of the membership that's working for the companies. The only people that the UAW hires in is the clerical staff that works for the UAW executive branch. But the people that's working for the company...
The typist that makes 50 grand. I see that on the LLC forum, and I said, wait, you got a typist making 50 grand? Because nobody can type this. What kind of shit's that? That's crazy shit.
She's tapping on that shit I called Scott about not long ago when I seen the director of Region 1D supporting a job fair for the UAW and General Motors and then advocating for a non-drug test. Do you remember that, Scott?
Yep.
We can't get nobody past the drug test for $14.95 an hour or whatever, $15.95 an hour.
Right.
Right.
So that he wanted to... He asked them, far as I heard, maybe Scott can cheer in on this, that he wanted the drug test to be a little more like, if you were okay if you used this drug, but if this drug, no, we didn't want you. You know, they were, you know, it was like alcohol versus beer, I guess, kind of. I don't know, but when I laughed, they were going to judge by what drug you took. I'm like, wow.
Well, in drug testing, they have percentages anyway that they deal with. Whether you know it or not, I mean, you know, if you use this drug and if you hit over, let's say, 65%, we can't hire you. But if you're below 50%, you could be hired.
Yeah, but Adrian, there's ways to beat them all.
Yeah, well, yeah, but this one is, have anybody heard about the one that they're doing in medical, the jumping jack? They got people doing jumping jacks, and
literally.
The vials are pee. The vials of urine is falling to the floor.
Yes, I heard that. I heard about
that. Oh, you heard about that?
Taking them run because this guy had something. I guess it was a fake heater. They called it the Wizinator. I guess it was battery operated. I guess this thing even came out with a head.
Oh. Oh, boy.
But, yeah, terrible.
I wonder when I think about just how in-depth the FBI went into the spending portion of what international's been doing. I wonder in my mind.
Carrie, they're just as corrupt as the UAW. They were paid off.
Agreed. Agreed 100% at this point, because when I seen that they're pushing back about another 2 weeks, we got to give people time. Okay, time, really?
How much time you need?
Great. So my question is this. If you're Mr. FBI and you're looking through all this excessive spending and travel, at what point don't you think in your mind, damn, this is crazy? I mean, how they just went to Florida. Aren't we supposed to be, I mean, come on now. I mean, you guys didn't see that?
Yeah.
Because we don't care.
What's going to happen with the shot, with the big three? What's going to go on with that?
Oh, the vaccine?
They're going to be, he said that everybody has to have the shot. It's mandatory. And if there's a company of 110 or more, they either have to show proof of a vaccine and or get tested weekly. Now, who's going to cover the cost of that? The company?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
The company's going to turn around and say, no, you get the shot or you're fired.
No, get the shot or get tested.
Because we can't afford that. Or they'll pass the test on to the employee, the cost of it.
They're going to pass the cost to the employee. If you're not going to get the shot, I don't think they'll continue to pay for the price of continuously testing you. I think they're going
right.
to say, well, if you have the shot, you're going to pay for the test.
Right.
Maybe
well, the
UH
insurance companies, you know, the
There's
insurance companies will
lawsuits.
Be the ones having the fit because that rapid testing, you have to pay a certain amount out of your pocket for rapid testing. But that other test, I do believe
I
think
didn't.
Not the there's another test. There's two different tests. One takes like 48 hours or whatever
right.
to get back. That's covered. Now the rapid test, you have to pay for. So I don't.
I've had all of them,
I,
Carrie. I've never had to pay a dime.
Oh God!
Right just break in real up. Quick.
Down there.
Severe thunderstorm from 8/16 to 9/16 for Genesee and Tuscola.
Oh, yeah. Hurting like hell.
A little, yeah, hit the minute. So, if we get kicked off the air, that's fine.
Well, you got 8 minutes to go anyway, so here, we're all right.
You do that song that's coming
Well, I don't know how other companies do it. I know how my insurance company handles it before with the testing. But I know that rapid one, because my husband had to get tested because his coworker had it.
Right.
And he had a choice. He had a choice between wait the 48 hours where they, you know, they charge your insurance company, or do the rapid testing, and he had to pay $100 for it.
Mm.
Right.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah.
And he works for one of the, he works for GM?
He's a supplier.
Oh.
He works at Ford, but he's a third party.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure they're going to fight this. Things are, it's not been settled. This will wind up in court. So, you know, it's not over yet. Train.
Well, somebody's got a shoo-shoo train.
Well, I figured since I don't have my ding-dong clock, I'll come outside and you can hear the train. I was trying to be polite. I was trying to be polite and bring some comedy. Just because I love everybody.
Hey, in there, Melissa. You'll be just fine. You will be fine. You've had a battle, you know. Sometimes,
Carrie, I've even thought about going back to the medical field.
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
Oh.
Stretch, so I can feel like I'm making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I just went through in the hospital, there's no way in hell I'd go back to the medical field, especially if I'm going to be lying to people. And boy, oh boy, like I said, I spent a week in there with a whole bunch of lies. And you said something about a cardiologist? I said
yeah,
the cardiologist packing. Told him, don't he ever come back to my room, talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I meant what I said to him. I did that to a pulmonologist also. They were trying to make me take something that I'm allergic to that could kill me.
Oh, that's smart.
Do you think that I'm that sick that I would let you just put something in my body that could possibly kill me? Just,
wow.
You know, I'm not that damn sick. I'm never that sick where I can't think.
Right.
But my husband was also there.
Adrian, do you mind me asking which hospital you went to?
I went to Oakwood, Beaumont.
Okay.
And it has changed mm-hmm. tremendously. Since Beaumont, since it merged with Beaumont.
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
A lot of these hospitals are changing with all of these mergers going on. And you'll find that you're not necessarily getting the service that you once did.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Will your insurance think U of M?
Oh, I could go to U of M.
My mom had a lot of problems with her lungs and her heart. And they weren't letting her leave until they got to the bottom of all those tests.
Wow.
So,
that's good.
Yeah, go. Well, they got to hold up a reputation. They're a teaching school. So go there next time because they're going to figure out. They're going to figure out what to do. Somebody.
And
they
guess
got,
what?
Like,
that was on my mind. That's been on my mind because I could travel 50 miles to go to U of M just as well as I could travel 50 miles to go to Oakwood.
Yeah, but don't go to St. Joe's.
You know what? I never would go there.
No, because you know what you were just talking about, how all those, I have heard in the last 2 years, I've heard really bad stories.
Okay.
See, that's the closest one to my house, but I won't go
yes,
there.
Yes, it is. It's closest to us, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'll either go to that Providence and Novi or up to U of M.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go to U of M next time, honey. Don't. You just want to get some answers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2 minutes left. 2 minutes.
I'm looking at 3 minutes. How you get 2 minutes?
Good night, you rabble rousers.
All right, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone here because Bob's got to go to work. But I love you all, and I'll see you next week.
Oh, love you.
Right.
We'll be praying for you, Melissa.
Yeah.
I'm praying for you, too, sis.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Paul, you're gone? Yeah, Paul's gone.
Yep. Paul don't make messes around. He says, bye, he's gone.
Yeah, he's like a prom dress, Adrian. He's gone.
Yeah, he be gone. What he say, good night, you rebel rousers. That's it.
Yep.
I'll
see y'all next weekend myself. Stay safe. More importantly, remember the fight. We need one member, one vote if this union's going to survive. But that
all
is
the
my
retirees, home. If all the retirees vote.
Please vote, retirees, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember
we've
talked about this one vote deal for decades. And now we got a chance, so I hope the retirees doesn't drop the ball. If they don't vote,
I remember stomping in the snow in 1979 in Pontiac with, what was his name, Jerry Tucker and Pat Patterson.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
He was a very gifted speaking black man. Very good man to listen to, Pat Patterson was.
Scott even dropped off.
Mm-hmm. Well,
a minute to go, Scott. I don't know where in the hell you think you're going.
Well, he said two, God darn it. Give him credit. He had a 2-minute timer.
Yeah.
You know the phone he's
on
with.
We still got 53 seconds to go.
Yeah.
According to
some crazy lightning right now. Are you down?
Oh, it's lightning like hell over here, yeah.
Is
That's what I'm saying. The last 10 minutes, we've had a hell of a storm here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just
anyway, you guys all be safe. Sister Adrian, please. Will you stay the hell out of the hospital? I love you, dear.
Yes, I'm trying.
All right.
I'm serving
my prayers. Carrie,
thank
take care
you.
Of
love you all.
Love you all. And see you next
talk to
whenever
y'all next
we
week.
See you. All right.
Next
Good
week.
Night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.